You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Fun Fridays for us means No Filter Friday, where we open up the phones and you can talk about whatever you want. Tell us what's going on in your life. Maybe you've had something incredible that's happened. Or maybe you want to ask your boys a question. Everybody who's on hold, if there is one question you've always wanted to ask, here's your opportunity. You don't have to, but if you want to, this is your chance. Thanks for having fun with your boys in the morning. And let's see, lines are full. So, Jeremy, right as of right now, no hey there, Delilah.
I'm feeling good about this. Real good.
Emily's going first. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning.
Hi.
So glad you called. What's going on in your world?
Well, first I have to say that I crack up every time Jeremy makes that threat because Hey There, Delilah is mine and my husband's song.
Oh, it's your, like, song? Like, oh, no. You need to pick a new song immediately.
But wait a minute. Your name is Emily. So why is he choosing a song called Hey There, Delilah?
What's the backstory to that?
That song came out when we first started dating. And so it's just always been a song that we've connected to. And, it's kind of our song.
Anyway. Right. Well, that's cute.
Anyway. Kind of on that same note of, like, you know, marriage and all that stuff. This morning I woke up and I couldn't find my wedding ring. And my husband took the trash out this morning and he ended up throwing away in the trash. The trash was coming this morning.
Oh no. Well, how did it end up in the trash?
So I take my ring off when I take a shower. And so I had taken a shower last night and it had just been left on our bathroom counter.
Mm-hmm.
And he was making like a pile of trash to throw away this morning with the trash that was coming on the counter.
Kind of swept it in.
Wiped it into the, yes.
Oh,
no. So now, wait a minute. Has the truck come yet and picked everything up, or did you save it?
I saved it probably. It was within 10 minutes of the truck coming.
Oh, can you imagine if you hadn't gotten out there?
Yeah, so I texted him and I said, "You are so lucky." And I said, "Thank you so much for throwing our love away this morning."
Oh, see what happens when the guy just tries to clean the house.
He's trying to help out, Emily. Guys can't win.
You just can't win, huh? Maybe it's your fault for leaving the ring on the counter all night, huh?
Yeah, that's his comeback. Sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, why don't you put it in a jewelry box or something?
I mean, if you want to make the excuse, you want to take it off when you were showering. You didn't shower all night, you know?
Oh, that's funny.
I do like the line, thanks for throwing our love away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he said, oh, you're welcome.
Oh, that's funny.
Well, I'm glad
you
got it.
Question for us, or are you good to go?
Yeah, well, so then I called him and I said, did you throw my ring away in the trash? And he said, maybe. And so then I was like, he's like, you're going to have to dig through the trash. And I was like, the entire dumpster, it's going to be at the very bottom of the dumpster. And he was like, no, I put everything in a bag, like a grocery bag. And I was like, oh, thank goodness.
Okay.
So I went and dumped that bag.
Bottom line is you got it. You found it. It's back on your finger.
You're good to go. Your love is back and intact.
It's a little stinkier now, but.
Oh, that's funny. Good. Emily, thank you for calling us. We hope you have a terrific weekend, okay?
Nice meeting you, Em.
Thank you.
Bye.
And wait. And I'm gonna give you a few seconds since it's their song. Put up with it for four more seconds.
Hey there, Delilah, what's it like in New York City? I'm 1,000 miles away.
Alright, there you go. Into the trash it goes. It's the worst. Jen!
Good morning, Jen!
Hey
girl!
Hey
girl, hey!
What are you doing
Happy
this weekend?
Friday. I don't really have any set plans, honestly. Just kind of going to go with the flow and, you know.
Yeah, that's all right.
What I feel like.
Good.
Yeah. All right, that's fine.
That sounds nice, actually.
Yeah. What's on your mind today?
So, honestly, I've always wanted to be a radio DJ. I love music. I'm a singer. I listen to you guys every morning. That's like my dream job.
Is it?
So, I wish I could be there in the studio with y'all.
Are you trying to like get a job right now? Is that what you're doing? Is that what you called?
Are you auditioning?
Maybe.
Is that it?
Can I hear you sing?
Oh, man.
Well, you're clearing your throat. You must be. Oh.
No, I'm just kidding. I can't sing right now. My voice has kind of been in and out for the past couple weeks.
So you're not really a singer. You were making that up.
Yeah.
No, I really am a singer. I really am.
Well, you can't fall back on this excuse, like, my voice isn't good today, because you need it to do the radio job that you're talking
about. Sing a little something for me. Come on.
You can't wake up in the morning and say, my voice doesn't feel right. I'm not going to go do the show
today. I can't do the mind bender today.
Oh, man. Okay. You guys are too much.
That's Listen, pick a different career.
Yeah. Oh, that was messed up.
No, I've said 1,000 times I should have been a firefighter, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do something else.
Yeah.
No.
You don't want to do this.
I would love to be a radio DJ. No, yeah, but
Think of all the abuse you have to take, you know? It's like, come read our emails one day.
Oh, you can't see it. You can't even say good morning without somebody emailing in and saying, it's not a good morning. You don't know.
You got to have very thick skin to do this job, because no matter what you say, you're going to piss somebody off. So if you don't have thick skin, I do not recommend this job.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I think I do have thick skin. I put up with a lot of crap.
I mean, so far you have been.
You just have a voice that goes in and out. That's
you just lie a lot, that's all.
Which actually might be a benefit on this job. What do you do for a living now?
So I work at a hospital. I'm a registrar at Presbyterian St. Luke's, and I hate it, honestly.
Oh, hey, don't say that.
That's
They're
a great plug
right
you just
now.
Gave that. Yeah, it's
My
great,
God.
Great plug. It's just
because
not for you.
I work with nasty people. And
Stop. PSL might advertise with us. What are you doing?
Here's a radio rule. Don't badmouth companies and hospitals. And
especially the ones that are giving you a paycheck.
There's a little radio 101 there.
You don't think there's any nasty people in radio?
Hey, I thought this was No Filter Friday. Which
well, there's nasty people in every industry. I mean,
well, yeah. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Do you think there's nasty people in radio? I mean, you might be working with a bunch of creeps if you got a radio job. Not at Mix 100.
Not here. No, of course
but
not.
But if you got a job at some other station in Denver, I heard there are other stations, you might be surrounded by a bunch of nasty people.
Is it just you, Jen? Maybe you have a bad attitude?
Yeah.
No, I am super nice, and I am a people person. I really am.
I'm a people person, but all people are nasty.
Yeah, I'm a people person, and I work in a job I hate, and everyone there is nasty.
Well, oh my gosh, this is just a hurtful phone call.
I gotta tell you,
this
something.
Is part of when the gig.
When we say it's No Filter Friday, it works two ways.
Do you?
Oh, so you get to do No Filter as well.
Correct.
A little bit.
Everybody gets to do No Filter, with the exception of you can't use curse words. And
yeah,
I want to thank
say
you,
that.
Jen, for keeping it clean. So thank you.
Do you have a question for us then about the industry or what we do? Or
How do I get there? What avenues do I have to take?
Pure luck.
the first step is I want you to stand about 10 feet from a wall. Then you got to lower your head so that your chin is on your chest. Can you do that? And then run as fast as you can into the wall.
You're hired.
No, okay, here, listen.
Neither one of us, like, studied to get into this.
No, we just walked in and asked for jobs.
Truly pure luck.
Listen, here's the first thing I will tell you, all right? And for everyone who's listening who's like, I'd love to get a job, whether it's in radio or in podcasting, which is a big one, Jen, you should look at starting your own podcast. That's what I would recommend. And here's the most important thing.
Because nobody's doing that.
It has nothing to do with your voice. It has nothing to do with any of that. It has nothing to do with your education. What it has to do with is, do you have something to say? Do you have something to say that people would find interesting? Like, we've had people call us before and say, well, I want to be in radio, but I don't have a good voice. And we're like, well, Jeremy and I don't have radio voices.
Not at all. It's the worst.
But we're just able to have conversations with people.
Yeah, and so we can be fun and funny.
If you've got something to say, I would start with a podcast, Jen, and I would start that like before the month is out, and I'm not kidding.
Okay.
Can you do that?
I can. Yeah, definitely.
It's easy.
Right. You can do a podcast about all the nasty people you encounter in your life. You know, you really could.
Just name it nasty people.
Yeah, like, let's talk about the nasty people I ran into at the grocery store today. You know,
no, Jen, that's sticking. That's all we know you as now is the person that hates nasty people. So,
I don't want to come off as that person because I really am a nice
person. Too late. Too late.
I do like people.
No. Now you got
to come off as a.
Now you're backpedaling so you don't lose your job. It's fine.
I hear they're hiring down in Swedish, though. So,
Swedish is awesome.
They got a lot of great people.
Well, thank you for.
Yeah, let us know how it goes, okay? Let us know.
Come on, Jen. You know we love you. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah. I love you guys, too. Like, really, I faithfully listen to you every morning, and you get my day going in a good, positive direction, so I appreciate that.
Well, you know what? Thank you so much.
For
you,
I wish I could get through with mind benders, because I always guess them right, and I can never get through.
Well, keep trying. It's a popular feature.
You got through
feature.
For this, so I bet next week you get through in the mind bender.
Okay. Well, then I will just keep trying.
Thank you so much for listening, and thank you for calling, Jen.
Thank you, boys, and have a wonderful weekend.
You too,
you
Jen.
Too.
Bye.
You're the greatest listeners on the planet. She is a people
she
person.
She was
I
a
like
good
her.
Sport. Super good
I
sport.
Like her. Hello, David. Thanks for holding.
Top of the morning, boys.
What's up, David?
David, what's going on in your world?
Well, have a problem.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Everybody stand back. Gather around. No, gather around. David has a problem. All right, what
hold
is
on
it?
A second. Hold on. Hold that. Here hold we it. Go. Let's play this for David. Okay.
Hey, now. You've got issues, and your boys in the morning have answers. All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
All right, David, the floor is yours.
Now that we've set you up, go ahead.
Okay, so. Listening to your show and heard one of Jeremy's plugs, and it was called Shut Up, Jeremy. That's my video game name. Shut Up, David. So Jeremy so stole my name. I've had this name since I was a little kid.
What are you
this
talking
my
about?
My nickname growing up was Shut Up, David.
So well, I put listen, that I got, hashtag on like a lot of my posts. Shut Up, Jeremy. And it just
I got
came.
News for you.
What?
I got news for you. Jeremy stole it from me. Because when he was just one of our producers, I used to bring him in on the show, and he would say stuff. And I would say, Jeremy, I'm going to have shirts made that say, Shut Up, Jeremy.
That was
and
you?
And we had callers like crazy who were like, I want one of those shirts
I don't
that
remember
says,
you
Shut
saying
Up,
it.
Jeremy.
I do remember listeners saying it, but like they'd call in and I'd say something, but they'd like,
yeah,
say, Shut
I
Up, Jeremy.
I was threatening to print T-shirts that said
I don't
it.
Remember that.
Because
well,
you were such a smartass all the time.
We should. But you're Shut Up, David?
Shut Up, David, yeah.
Shut Up,
I
David.
Can I say the name of the video game?
You have your own personal video game.
You trying to sell a product on our show?
Says,
Hold on. First of all, David, pull the phone away from your mouth just a little bit.
You're eating the phone. Pull it back over.
It's really muffly.
I get excited. Yeah, I get excited.
Well, we're excited to
are
talk
you trying
to,
you. To. Are you trying to peddle your video game to us? Is that what you're doing?
No. I play Call of Duty, so I must have pissed Jeremy off so bad he stole my video game.
I... No idea what you're talking about.
I don't either.
I mean,
I think David took the advice to run headfirst into the wall. We found one.
David, thank you for calling. That was
listen. We're just playing,
we're
buddy.
Just
thank you for being
thanks,
a good
man.
Sport.
Sorry if I stole that. Let's do one more.
Everyone who's on hold, do not be mad.
Yeah, we're running up time here.
I tell you what, we've got two. We're going to have to both make both of these pretty quick, but we'll talk to Brett and Mark. Is it Mark Juan, I think?
Mark Juan.
Brett and Mark. Brett, good morning.
Morning.
Hi.
Brett, what are you doing this weekend? Anything good?
Heading up to the mountains to Breckenridge with some friends to play a good old-fashioned game of sardines.
A game of sardines?
Yeah, have you ever played sardines?
No, I have
is
not.
That, are you saying something nasty, Brett?
Is this like an orgy?
Is this a joke on us here?
Is this an orgy?
It's like hide and seek, but only one person hides. And then when you find them, you have to cram in with them in the hiding spot until there's one person looking.
Oh my gosh, so you're all essentially like in the same spot. Like there could be five of you in there.
I love this. How come I've never heard of this?
Can of sardines.
This sounds like a game with some inappropriate touching.
This is the best part.
Got to get creative and just be like, this is close enough over here.
Okay, so like if somebody's hiding in a trash can, you all have to try to get into the trash can then.
Or proximity-wise. Yeah, we shoved everybody into like a half bath one time. That was cozy.
Oh my God, Brett, I love this.
This is great.
You know, it sounds to me like a game that involves a lot of alcohol.
That's what I was thinking. Like you take a bunch of shots.
It doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
It helps to lubricate the game a little bit.
So why do you have to go to Breckenridge to do this?
More places to hide?
Yeah, my parents have a big house up there, so we just shut off all the lights. We have a bunch of 30-somethings crawling around in the dark playing hide-and-go-seek.
This sounds incredible.
I want to go. I mean, I want to go.
I bet you do. You got to go cram in a closet with a bunch of 30-somethings.
I got to tell you, I mean, I'm going to be in Colorado this weekend.
Get up there and do
up
it.
To Breckenridge. I'm telling you.
You have plenty of room.
Are you all single?
No, we're all married.
Oh, you're all. Wow.
Like
this is even more exciting now.
This sounds like a partner swapping game.
I'm sorry. This is my mind is instantly going back to some kinky stuff here. So this is all
that
it sounds like.
Intentional.
It's not. I mean, because that's all this sounds like is something that you know, married people that are really bored go and do.
Brett, that's a great phone call. Thank you for being on the show. You drive carefully up there and have fun, okay?
Thank you. Have a great weekend, guys.
See you later.
All right. Oh, well, my God.
You learned something there.
Fantastic. We are so out of time, Marquand, but we don't want you to hold this long and not chat.
You got to turn your radio down.
Turn your radio down, Marquand. Okay, well, we tried. I think today, you know what? No Filter Friday.
Success.